Dear students, here is the bonus assignment for Chapter 4, Mutual Funds. It won't count against you if you do not submit it, but it will help you if you do. Let's read together. Four of the five largest mutual funds in the world are index funds that invest in the Standard & Poor's 500 Index, which is also referred to as the S&P 500 Index or the S&P 500, or just the S&P. You'll hear people say, how'd the S&P do today? They mean the S&P 500, even though Standard & Poor's has dozens and dozens of other indexes. And we will discuss the Standard & Poor's Index, 500 Index, in more detail in our next chapter when we get stocks. But for now, you should only need to know that the Standard & Poor's 500 Index roughly represents the 500 largest companies based in the United States, with a few of them based outside the United States. Why? Because these companies have purchased substantial assets in the United States, such as Arco and Amoco being purchased by British Petroleum and, 20 years ago, Daimler-Benz, Mercedes-Benz, bought Chrysler. So they said, let's let Daimler, Chrysler, as they called it, into the Standard & Poor's 500. And since, Chrysler's gone on its own and then got bought by Fiat, if you can believe that. But one of the funds in your TSP assignment is an index fund that invests in the Standard & Poor's 500. So do you remember which one, or did you figure out that yet? If you've not done it yet, you'll have to figure that out. Financial pundits and talking heads in the media simply adore the S&P 500 index, and they love to tell potential investors, all you really need is a low-cost Standard & Poor's 500 index fund because nobody can beat the market. They're lying, as we'll see as we continue. But at least they're saying you should go with a low-cost fund. Be careful, as we discuss in the presentation, some companies will try to sneak in high-cost index funds into your 401k or 403b. Why? Because they can. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index is market-weighted. This means that the larger the market value, also known as the size of the company, the capitalization, as we will discuss when we get to Chapter 5 on stocks, the bigger the company, the more weight is given to the company in the index. So your assignment is to research the 10 largest companies in the Standard & Poor's 500 Index, and therefore the 10 largest companies in the index fund that use the Standard & Poor's 500 Index as their investment strategy. So you see, you're going to look for the 10 largest companies in the S&P 500. And we also want you to find the percentage that each company represents in the index. Now that's a little trickier. You got to do a little research. It's there. There's several places you can find it, but it's a little trickier. I'll give you an example. Currently, as of the last quarter, Microsoft comprises roughly 3.7% of the S&P 500 index. Okay, so that should be your example there. Lastly, add the percentages to show how much of the index is comprised of the 10 largest companies. So here's a place for you to put down the companies and then their percentage weights. Then you can total those percentages. As we said, there's many different places to find it. You can even use Standard & Poor's own website. Now, here's a spoiler. If you go directly to the website of either the Vanguard 500 Index or the Fidelity 500 Index mutual funds, you will find the total percentage very quickly and easily. You may even find the percentages for the companies. So it turns out it doesn't have to be that difficult. There are also many other 500 index mutual funds from other companies where you could find that same information. So it's not as really tough as it sounds, but you might find yourself going down some blind alleys, which is good because you never know what you find down those blind alleys. Okay, now think. After you've done that, after you found the total percentage of the 10 companies and each percentage of the 10 companies, the percentage and the total percentage. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index roughly contains 500 companies, okay? Your research has told you how much of the index is comprised of just the 10 largest companies. Recall that diversification is one of the two important reasons we invest in mutual funds. What was the other one? Professional money management. Is the Standard & Poor's 500 Index well diversified? Yes or no? And please explain your answer. On your own, see if you can find the percentage of the 50 largest companies in the index. Maybe we should call it the S&P 500, S&P 50, not the S&P 500. You may even, I didn't include this, but you may even take a look at what the top 10 companies or the top 5 or the top 50 companies have contributed to the percentage return of the 500 index lately. And we'll come back to this idea later on. So hope you enjoy this. Again, don't worry about going down blind alleys because that's when you find some of the most exciting information. But the spoiler is you can find it just by going to Vanguard's or Fidelity's or any one of the dozens of 500 index funds. Have fun, dear students, and remember, it's a bonus assignment. You do not have to submit it. And of course, you have any questions, you know who to come to. See ya!